The police didn't want us originally. Saturday nights were already too busy without having to look out for street pastors as well. Now the police ask for more street pastors. Why? Crime is down, violence reduced on a Saturday, all because volunteers from Plymouth churches give up their Saturday nights between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m. to patrol nightlife spots. We want to help people enjoy their nights out safely. Prayer pastors at base, radios, CCTV and mobiles ensure swift, all-night, practical and prayer support. Street pastors don't preach. All are trained. Every team carries first aid, water, flip-flops for feet at risk and space blankets. We clear bottles and broken glass. Our job is not to judge, but to help. And no night passes without something happening that makes teams feel they were meant to be there. These two examples could have happened any week. On one occasion, we find a very drunk young girl sitting on a Union Street's doorstep. She says the man present is pestering her. He says he's looking after her. The team stays until she sobers enough for a taxi home. They feel troubled enough to report the man to the police, who later discover he is a known sex offender. On another occasion, a young man went out drinking. His night was supposed to cheer him up. Instead, he felt, as he said, depressed and in a very dark place after family bereavements and other problems. The street pastor stopped, listened, and shared his troubles. He wrote that this had stopped him committing suicide and given him a more positive attitude to life. Why do street pastors, many of them pensioners, do this all over the country? Because this is what the church is for, the big society in action. We do it for Jesus. If you want to know more, look out for the Plymouth Street Pastors website.